I must come and have a look at this.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you to have the interest.
Well, so it's if you can send me your address, so it's South Min, so it's obviously a farm there, is it? Oh, that's amazing. And has it got a name, the farm?
Well, it's called Well End Farm.
You've been successfully selling these.
Oh, yeah, we've got them installed, two pairs in Bermuda, two sets in Bermuda, different places in England. Anglesey's got them, you know, and they're locally. There's someone in Mill Hill who's got them in a huge garden in Mill Hill.
I mean, it's reversed to hear Theresa May on about today about us beginning to develop links with Africa.
Well, it's great, isn't it? Yeah.
And I've seen the state of African shambas, and you know, as you say in your website, all the things that they're doing wrong, mainly because of just habit, rather than anything else. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not ignorant. They just have been. That's the way they've been doing it for a long time. But if you've got a device which can take cooked and raw waste and excrement,
and
produce a safe organic material which you just simply spread on the ground, and that seems almost too good to be true.
But people, it's like people either don't believe you, or I don't know what it is, but I've spoken to NGOs, Oxfam, I've been to two board meetings in Oxford, you name it, and it just hasn't gone into a big development anywhere. And this gift funding is for the one in Zimbabwe. The chap lives near here, and he's over there now, and he comes backwards and forwards, and he says it's perfect for that place after the disaster, you know, and the new government's giving out all this, they'll fund it, he says, once they see it work on a pilot. They'll fund it right across the country.
Wow, well, that would be fantastic.
Well, just, yeah.
Richard, very interesting indeed, and I thought I had heard of this vaguely before, but I must come down and see you and see the HH2 in action and see all the stuff. The HH4 is the stuff, isn't it?
It's the
sort of fertilizer. But what they ought to do is to have the whole thing, have the HH2 and make it happen.
Well, I hope so. That's the idea.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, Harper Adams would be a dead cert for that, I'd have thought. I can't think of any other problem, except for Edinburgh's big agri department.
Another thing you see that I haven't touched on with these departments, because they can only take on so many different points, you know, individually. Like from the programme, they were saying, oh, babies' nappies, you know, they go in landfill, they're there for 100 years.
Yeah.
I can get rid of them in 90 days.
What, in your machine? In your HH2?
Yeah. And that's rolled up. Yeah, I'm not.
A disposable kid's nappy.
Yeah, rolled up. Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Well, this is the sad thing, you see. And another thing, you know the chap who does the River Cottage programme?
Oh, yeah.
Well, my father was living near here.
I watched that clip, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you saw that.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't reply, but his secretary, who was on the programme as one of the organisers, said she would definitely get him to see this film, but he didn't ring back. But anyway, you know, I've been doing coffee cups for 20 years.
That is fantastic. So I mean, like any scientist, I want to see it.
We've taken the last batch out. It comes out of the. It's only in the hot box for 2 weeks. That's all it needs.
It has to be hot outside, or do you have to have it?
No, it's still ambient temperature is 5 degrees, because that's what allows the right thermophilic reaction, you know, to get hot enough.
It works to an ambient temperature of 5 degrees, so it could work all year round.
Oh, yeah, certainly in the tropics. We've got it in a tunnel now to get it going longer. We just put that up. Then we got the bad news. It's fantastic. So, yeah, 5 degrees in the first 3 days. After 3 days, the heat's kicked in. It can go below freezing and it still works. It's insulated, you see. I've had these specially designed over the years. They're made in Norwich and they're very, very good. And the potential's enormous. I've seen people like the representative from Pakistan for English Trade in a place in Victoria. They have offices there. It was through the UKTI. And she said to me, millions of farmers could make use of this.
God, yeah. And then, but particularly Africa, where you've got small shambles, villages. Mm. You know, if every small village had one of these, they could transform themselves.
Yeah, and it stops rats. It's rat-proof. It's fly-proof. It meets all the WHO regulations.
I'm a convert and I haven't even seen one yet. I'm going to have to come down and see you.
Yes.
There seems to be a deafening silence from people who you imagine would be really up for this.
I have no idea. I mean, maybe it's my lack of communication skills. I don't know.
I think you're absolutely great on them. I'm hooked on it already. I can see you on Dragon's Den, you know. I mean, absolutely.
Well, possibly, yeah.
If what you say in your site is even half true, and I believe it is true, then this could revolutionise so many people
like. I did agriculture college. I did NDA at the Royal Berkshire College. And years later, I discovered the works of Sir Albert Howard. Someone took me to Y College down in Kent and said, you must see this chap's work. So I went down and the first book I opened in the reference library was the one I've rewritten because it's over 100 years old and no one's re-released it since then. And it says that the first thing I read in there, a farmer can make all his own fertilizer for free. And I thought, as a farmer, that's amazing, because most farmers, especially around here, they spend $50,000 a year on, you know, chemicals and herbicides and pesticides.
Well, I would imagine that Fritz Dahl would be up for this stuff.
Well, he loves it. He writes to me. I've got several letters from him. I've got a handshake when I met him at Poundbury in Dorset.
Oh, yeah, I love Poundbury, yeah. I can't wait to come and see your stuff.
yeah.
let me have a look at my diary and see when I can put you in.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
That's why I'm ringing you. But, you know, there's the whole health aspect, George. I've cured arthritis in my arm from a compound fracture.
Yeah, how did you manage that?
Well, motorcycle when I was 17. I've got a nice story I tell in lectures about how I went abroad and I just picked a crop we'd grown and we'd done it and we'd added this stuff called mineral rock dust as well. And we'd put that in and because I import that. And I felt better. My arm was bent. It would not straighten out. And we got on a plane. I had to go abroad for about 3 weeks. So came back and it was aching. I went down the farm the next morning, picked a load more, because you just plant this stuff and leave it with our system of no digging, no till. It just grows wild. It just goes mad. So I picked a load more. And a day later, my arm had no pain at all. And I realised what it was.
What is it?
It's eating this food, particularly Swiss chard, which was the food I was cropping. And I've had letters from the Arthritis Society, Arthritis Care, different groups, you know, are very interested in it. And I'm even in touch with, I think it's Sussex, who might do clinical trials on food. Because, you know, if it's worked for me, why shouldn't it work for someone else? And it could be done as a clinical trial to lower the DF.
Of course, it's the only way that you can prove it is to do a double-blind trial. But before we finish up here, how do you ensure that your material is seeded in your HH2, an ordinary householder, farmer, you know, country garden, whatever? How do you ensure that your compost, the material that you put in, is seeded with the right sort of bacteria, the right sort of fungi.
Yes. Now, that's the whole thing. That's the instruction manual I've written, which is pictured somewhere, me with the enormous vegetables on the front. That is in there, and that's we get people to sign our confidentiality agreement.
I see. So you basically, you won't say to anybody what it is.
Not every detail. You have to buy the system, and then you get the manual, which tells you everything.
Right, I get you. But I mean, have you cultured these things?
Yes.
You know what they are.
Yes, and we've had them analysed by Ainsworth, Mr. Ainsworth at, the Kew Laboratories.
Yeah, I tried to get on that bit on your site, and I couldn't get on that bit.
Uh-huh.
Review bit.
Ah, well, reviews. If you go on the Sustainable Agriculture London, there's a tab called Testimonials. It's probably all on there.
Okay.
But- and also, I was going to say on there... There is a film, if you go to media, with Professor Reed from WEDEC. You know WEDEC in Loughborough?
No, I haven't.
It's Water Engineering Development Committee. He was in Haiti when I went to Haiti. I didn't have the box developed at that time. I went to Haiti. I did it as Howard sort of did, manually. And Mr. Reed was sent over there by DFID and... UNICEF to do an appraisal of the sanitation disaster. We were putting through huge amounts of sanitation in our system, and he loved it. He could not say, it's a verbal recommendation on that film called Haiti Film 2, it's called, on that tab. And he's giving a verbal recommendation of how he thinks this is the best thing that you're going to have in the whole of Haiti. And more NGOs were at that earthquake disaster than any other because it was a Western-based disaster. And so that's fantastic. But he retired from WEDEC after that, so he didn't do any more work on it. But he sent an Oxfam engineer to my farm to do a course. And, I've been on Oxfam for ages about this, and it's just... It needs more proof, I think. I think that's what it needs, more scientific documentation,
I think that might be the root of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna spend a bit of time having a look through all this stuff.
Mm. Good. Thank you.
And then
I've written all the websites myself. I mean, I've done them all myself, and that's why it's taken me so long to do anything, because I'm spending too much time on a computer.
How to compost. Human waste. Oh yeah, here we are. Okay, that's it. I'm gonna watch this now.
Oh, super! Thank you so much. Lovely program. Your program was very entertaining.
Oh, good. I'll be in touch. Thank you very much.